रहे हैं डकार।
हेलो, आई एम गीतांजलि एंड दिस इज माय फूड पॉडकास्ट। वन ईयर ऑफ डकार गाइस, आई होप आई गिव यू इनफ रीजंस टू बर्ब। अ वेरी वेरी हैप्पी न्यू ईयर टू ऑल ऑफ यू। कंसिडरिंग दैट द पार्टी सीजन हैज स्टार्टेड फेडिंग, टाइम फॉर सम फूड रेजोल्यूशंस। I'm assuming this year is gonna be all about wholesome meals and local produce. Well, a guava over a kiwi, nimbu pani over green tea, lassi over a smoothie and all that. Basically, let's go desi with food this year, guys. So cheers on that note with all your chai kulhars and soup mugs in this lovely, lovely weather. Today on my podcast, I have a very special guest who makes all the top Bollywood celebrities run on their feet. Let me introduce her to you guys in our next segment.
Mic check, 1, 2.
Pet Pooja, Kyan Bhandar.
She is the pioneer in the fitness circle since almost 22 years now. Most popular celebrity trainer, from the person behind Katrina's Sheila Ki Jawani to Deepika's gorgeous body in Ram Leela. She's the first certified Pilates instructor in India. Let's welcome Yasmin Karachiwala.
Thank you so much, Gitanjali.
Yasmin, this is a food podcast, but seeing a fitness icon like you in front of me, I'm really scared to ask you this, but do you eat out at all?
Oh my God, if you see me eat, you'll put on weight just watching me eat, because I eat a lot. I work out a lot. I'm constantly working. I'm very active. I don't sit still for a minute. So my metabolism is, you know, great. So I'm constantly eating because I'm always hungry. And it's a joke with my clients because they say, we only see you eat. The only difference is that I eat right and I eat good foods. So you'll never see me eating chips or a burger or a pizza or, you know, in between eating a chocolate. I do eat all of these things, but I modify it to suit my fitness and health levels.
Wow, that is some inspiration to balance your lifestyle. Yasmin, I've been following your Instagram handle and it definitely gives me some high level fitness goals. But I also saw Alia Bhatt exhausted and other celebrities crying that you make them work out so freaking hard. But do you also give them food tips?
You know, all my celebrities are actors, right? So when they're crying, they're actually acting and doing what they do best. But yes, I do give them food guidelines, because when you're working out as hard as they are and there is a goal that they have to look a certain way, food plays a very, very important role. It goes hand in glove with being fit and exercising. So I do give them good fitness advice, but I think by now, when they've been with me for so long, they know themselves what to eat and don't require me on that front anymore.
What is your lifestyle like? Because this is the first time I'm seeing you in this party avatar. Otherwise, in my mind, I used to think you must be in your gym 24/7.
It's almost like that. I mean, you know, my gym is my first home and my home is my second home, literally, because you will see me there some days at 7, though I hate being there that early. And some days as late as 12 in the night, which I love doing because I'm a night person. But yeah, I eat very healthy. I try not to eat anything from a can, from a box. I have wholesome foods. I eat clean. I eat raw food. I eat cooked food, which is clean. So I follow a really, really good diet. And not because it's a diet, but because that's my lifestyle.
Since you have this very balanced, fit lifestyle, just too curious to ask if you have any cheat days as well.
Oh, let's not even go there. Everyone must have a cheat day, because all work and no play makes you very, very dull. So eating right, working out is all my work, and I have play days in the week for sure. So one day in the week, I'm always cheating.
When we talk about diet, it has branched out these days with many versions, say a keto meal or gluten-free dessert or turning vegan. What's your take on this?
For me, it's like I said earlier, eating wholesome foods, eating nuts, eating vegetables, eating fruits. I eat lean meat, chicken, fish, turkey. So I don't believe in going as extreme as a keto, or I am gluten-free, but I don't crave gluten-free dessert, because what people forget is it might be gluten-free, but it's not calorie-free. In fact, things without gluten are heavier because it's nut-based or whatever. So people have to really understand what it is being gluten-free or dairy-free or sugar-free. Like, I don't have sugar, but I don't even have sugar substitutes. My sugar substitutes are dry fruits, like, you know, dates and figs and things like that. So you have to really know, it's really great to be in this fad and say I'm gluten-free, I'm, you know, I don't have dairy and I'm having everything else. But when you have almond milk, which is a substitute to dairy, you are putting in calories. So you have to be mindful of what you do.
Yasmin Karachi Wala's top eateries in Bombay.
Okay, give me a moment. I love Bastion. And though Bastion has a lot of naughty stuff to eat, Chef Kelvin makes sure that he gives me the good stuff. So yes, Bastion is one of my favorites. I love Yao Cha, and I love eating at home. Yeah, because, you know, I get what I want at home, and my cook is really, really good. He's been with me for almost 17 years, and he makes different kinds of salads, and he watches YouTube and gets healthy fish recipes and makes them for me. So yeah, I really like eating at home. Even when I go out, I like to eat and go, because I really enjoy the food.
We have this assumption that trainers would always prefer an early dinner. So are you a Saturday night party person or a Sunday noon brunch person?
I am a complete Saturday night party person. I can party till 5 and 6 in the morning on Sunday. I don't like Sunday brunch because it always gets into the night, and I work on Mondays. So at least after Saturday, I have Sunday to recover.
If you'd like to disclose this one, which of your celebrity client is the most disciplined as per you?
Silence. If they work out with me, they all have to be disciplined. Otherwise, I don't train them.
Thank you so much, Yasmin.
Thank you so much.
So this was the first episode of this year to totally motivate you for more unbreakable resolutions to explore good food, hog on and run. And you know what? I enrolled myself for the Fitness Project 2018 so that I have company of you all, and most importantly, all of us are on the same page so that there are no more excuses this year. And together, we build a fitter lifestyle. So you guys can also do that. It's for free online, and you'll get your guidelines there. And lastly, ping me when you miss me on my Instagram handle, Dekar123. Also share, like, rate and review my food podcast on Book My Show, Jukebox, Audio Boom and iTunes. Have a fantastic year, guys.